your questions. I like to ask questions, but many times I don't have the answer. I feel the answer comes from what you, the wisdom that you develop along with your relationship with God.
你们都问了,
but I'm sorry, you guys all do ask questions.
可是我们觉得我们可以讨论,
I think we can, I can't really answer you, but we can discuss.
就是说, 它不是一个标准的答案, 因为它如果是跟得救没有直接的关系的时候, 它是没有一个标准的东西。
He doesn't have a standard answer because it has not really that with the salvation.
大部分是感觉的东西。
A lot of times it's just based on feeling and certain thoughts.
家庭里面大部分是感觉。
In the family, everything exists in terms of feelings.
它不可能写出一个标准说, 一定是这样子, then 我就会 happy.
That doesn't say, it's not something written on stone and say, you do this and then you will be happy.
你们都有结婚, 所以你们有小孩。
All of you are married or have kids.
你们不可能没有感觉, 然后, 你懂吗? 那感觉很重要。
So what I'm trying to say, that feeling is actually important.
好, 我们一起默祷。
Let's bow our head and pray in silence.
Amen. 好, 来, 最后一堂, 特别吃饭啊,
our last session, almost dinner time.
容我用十分钟介绍一下七岁之后发生什么事。
Let me use 10 minutes to explain to you what happens after 7 years of age.
为什么我说我只用十分钟? 因为越大越没有机会哦。
Because why do I say only 10 minutes? Because it's harder and much more complex after 7 years of age.
七岁的孩子进学校了，对不对？
7 years of age, kids are already in school.
很多教育的东西已经不是你控制了。
A lot of education is something you can't control.
所以这时候他在学校学的东西变成是他主要的价值。
And so whatever they learn from school becomes what they are actually absorbing most of the time.
他的value出来了。
Their values, what they value.
我们刚刚已经很厉害，有学到大脑的运作。
We have just talked about a little bit of process how the brain works.
这个教育的系统就是在帮他训练他的大脑，不断的确定 confirm 他的行为是对的。
And this education will only reemphasize on evaluation and confirmation of how this whole brain process works.
我们的工作大部分是讲心里面的东西。
And our work is more focused on the heart, the counseling of the heart,
related to the heart.
And so what is pertaining to the outside education and how they educate kids, I can't really say much about it.
只是说他现在在外面的学校所遇到的感觉会带回家。
But I'm trying to say what they learn from school, that feeling, they will bring it into the house.
现在我们怎么去支持帮助他
And so from there, how we are to help them to recognize and to help them along with this kind of feeling.
Okay, 就是有这样子,
simply as that.
所以你要想,
so now you need to
这个六年,
think. Now the 6 years between 7 to 12.
我怎么帮助他去认识他里面的感觉?
How do I help him understand the feeling that he has in his heart?
你们可以去讨论。
You can discuss among yourselves.
因为我只能说那个是要拿出来讨论的。
All I can say to you is that, that you need to bring out to discuss.
你这时候要告诉他一这样子，二这样子，三这样子，已经什么？ 效果已经什么越来越少了。
Because for you to imprint them in their mind, one, two, you have to do one, two, or three like that. It's slowly already decreasing in their mind.
因为他进入到另外一个发展期，就是老师跟同学的发展。
Because they are already into another stage in their life, which they are exposed to the teacher in school and their friends.
所以他这个时候是第一次在他的生命当中有了第三个人以上的一个 network connection to
And this is the first time in their life their network of people is beyond the parents. There's three or more people now in their life.
也就是说他真正进入一个很现实的社会。
And that is to say they have entered into a very reality of the reality of life, the world.
你们觉得好不好？
Do you feel that is good?
我觉得蛮好。
I think it's good.
因为人生后来是很现实的。
Because what comes after and pertaining to life, everything is realistic.
所以他第一次会来告诉你同学欺负他。
And so there will be times in which they come to you and say, hey, I got bullied in school.
老师误会他。
The teacher misunderstood me.
他会开始有很多是从周边的环境，他helpless, 没办法被怎么怎么了。
And then you'll realize the first time in their life, there are many things they feel helpless from their surroundings.
我们第一次对他这样的回答非常的重要。
And so the first time we respond to them is very important.
因为那是第一次。
Because that's the first time.
他的大脑因为这样子转。
Because their brain works in that cycle.
他为了确定他的想法是不是错的。
They need to confirm whether or not their thinking is correct or wrong.
他还会告诉你。
They will tell you.
因为他当你还是 authority 主权，
because when they still treat you as an authoritative figure，
只是比较跟六岁之前的那个主权开始降低了。
But compared to before 6 years of age, that authoritative level is starting to decrease.
对，你只要记得啊，随着年纪一直上，你的主权是一直下。
You got to think this relationship as they grow older, your authority start to decrease.
那个东西进到他里面看不见的东西去。
And that goes into an area in which he cannot see.
记得这个，进去了。
It goes in.
所以他会想要问你。
And so they will be wanting to ask you questions.
这都是机会。
These are actually all opportunities.
7到12岁，他会问你的。
7 to 12 years of age, they will ask you questions.
不要忽略他的问题。
And don't look lightly upon their questions.
因为他从你的回答当中，第一次要看见两个不同的东西，两个答案，他要去选。
From your answer, they will now do a comparison in their mind and make choices and decisions.
所以他的脑因为常常这样子在选择。
And so because in their mind, in their brain, they're constantly having these two things to consider and to choose.
其实是在帮助他里面的情绪整个要 settle 下来。
And it's actually helping them how to settle their inner being.
因为很抽象，有点难讲。你懂我意思吗？就是说一个脑哈，如果常常左边、右边这样子晃动的时候，
It's just to say, like a brain, if you have a right and left, and they keep on being shaken left and right.
就是应该这样子好呢，还是这样子好呢？
Should I go this way better, or is this way better?
他越有这些机会的时候，
When they have more of these opportunities,
他的机会更大，就是把他的情绪往下 settle， 比较稳定。
Then they have more opportunity for their inner being to be more settled and rooted.
很奇妙哦。
It's actually quite mysterious.
可是我们一看到这种，我们就不行了。
But when we initially see this, we say this is not good.
我们很想告诉他就是这样。
We like to tell them what to do and say this is what you got to do.
七到十二岁，如果你告诉他就是这样的时候
，So in 7 to 12, when you say to them this is what you have to do,
他少掉了左右晃动选择的机会。
Then they have missed the opportunity that a space for them to juggle back and forth to think and to choose.
因为主权还在。
Because authority still exists,
他会勉强自己听你的东西。
Then they will force themselves to listen to you to what you say.
可是你知道人只要一勉强，里面种下去什么情绪吗？
But you know inside us human beings, whenever things are forced, you know what is being planted?
什么？
What is it?
你们的 life 很好哦，都没有啊。
Nothing. Your life
没有被勉强过。
You've never been forced.
你怎么学忍耐啊？
Then how did you learn endurance?
它里面产生的第一个情绪就是生气。
The first thing that will produce is anger.
第二个情绪就是混乱。
And the second is confusion.
那生气跟混乱都是属于比较负面的情绪。
Anger and confusion, these are more negative.
所以他没有故意要生气。
So they may not purposely want to be angry.
可是因为他少掉了左右选择的机会。
But because they are losing the space for them to choose left and right,
生气跟混乱就上来了。
Then anger and confusion will arise.
我们现在看到最多是这样的孩子。
The most instance we see right now is this.
所以等到他有一天有机会的时候，他一爆出来是很厉害的。
So once when they have this opportunity, when they explode, then it's pretty big.
一爆出来，我们又想把它压回去。
And once they explode, then we as parents try to suppress it.
所以那个循环就又出现。
And so that cycle starts again.
你用压下去的时候，你只是让他更加的离开神。
And so when you try to suppress it even further, then you will actually enable making them fall further away from God.
因为他会看见你的态度跟神的关系。
Because they will observe your attitude and then your relationship with God.
所以他里面就会确定。
And so in his mind, he will have this confirmation.
确定说这个信仰我到底要还是不要。
They will have this confirmation or doubt in their mind whether or not I should still have this faith.
因为他少掉这个。
Because he is missing this movement.
可是他就是会有这个。
But they will have this struggle of left and right.
他开始想这个信仰我要还是不要。
Then they will think whether or not I will have this faith in my life or not.
重点是他不会告诉我们。
But the sad thing is, the main point is they won't tell you these things.
他不再说了。
They won't say it anymore.
他就照我们的东西去做了。
They will do whatever they want to do.
我们就想说他好乖。
They will do what we tell them to do, yeah. And then we'll just come to this ignorant conclusion. Oh, they are so good; they're doing what we tell them to do.
不准他选择。
We don't not give them space to choose.
这个时候你开始当父母了。
And so at this time, you feel like, oh, I am being a real parent.
你有没有发现，六岁之前你当佣人。
So you will realize before 6 years of their age, you are their servant.
想说他小嘛，随便他。
You're thinking, oh, they're so tiny, they're so young, so whatever they want to do is fine.
一到七岁进了学校，你要开始变父母了。
Then from once they go into 7 year old and going to school, you want to be their real parent.
那个时候你压下去。
Now you suppress them.
他上来的是怒。
And then what comes out of it is their anger.
然后就开始 confuse.
And then the confusion.
他这个时候需要的是道德。
Actually, at this stage of their life, they need the moral standard.
七到十二岁是一个道德的东西。
Between 7 to 12 is talking about morals.
他要知道什么是好，什么是不好。
They need to learn and know what is right and what is wrong.
什么事情好之后的结果是这样，坏的结果是这样。
And what are the consequences of doing what is right? Consequences of doing something that's bad.
他里面正在发展这个。
This is where the age in which they are producing.
请问
this struggle.
我们要怎么去满足他这一块
？So let me ask you, how are you to fill this portion?
你是不是要花时间
？Don't you have to spend a lot of time?
你有看到吗？他这时候需要。对，对的后面是什么？错的后面是什么
？This is what they need is to understand what is behind what is right and what is the consequence of what is wrong.
可是如果我们大部分是说闭嘴，我说这样就是这样子。
But if many times our response is, hey, shut up, because what I say, you got to do.
他会自己去找答案。
Then you will realize they will go find answer of themselves.
你知道他答案从哪里找吗
？And you know where will they find the answer?
电脑啊
，computer。
学校啊
，school，
朋友啊
，friends，
你觉得他们的价值是什么
？And then what do you think their moral value and standard will be？
你的角色没有出来
，your role did not come out。
我们只希望他安安静静读书
，we just want them to be quiet and study。
他正在发展的东西不管他
，and so what they are actually trying to grow， we do not help them build develop。
再出来的东西就会吓我们一跳
，and then what comes out after will shock us。
13到18，他要当自己。
13 to 18, they want to be themselves.
不用怕当自己这件事情。
Don't worry about this issue of being themselves.
因为只要这六年过了，让他当了自己，他后面就 OK。
Because after these 6 years of them wanting to have their own ownership, afterwards they will be okay.
我们太怕说啊，有现在你就这样子，以后还得了？不是在我的头上。你们很会骂这个吗？
And many times we say, oh, if you are like this right now, isn't it what is going to happen afterwards?
所以我要把你压下去。
And so we suppress them even more.
就是六岁你不压，啊，在后面压，我们再压上。
And so before the right age of 6, you should be suppressing them, but you wait till at this age to try to suppress them.
他里面，我现在讲里面，他正
在，I'm talking about all the inner.
他正在发展做自己。
Inside when they are actually trying to grow themselves.
你们觉得好不好？
What do you guys think? Is it good?
我觉得蛮好哎。
I think it's good.
因为他要懂得自己以后的人生啊。
Because they need to learn, understand what comes afterwards in their life.
他要遇到婚姻哎。
They need to encounter marriage. 哎，
婚姻多难啊。
You know, how difficult marriage will be.
你看，都叫不出来，都是不会笑了。一想到婚姻就，好，你们都有那个哈。
I saw, I talk about marriage and everyone's giving me that blank stare.
你们很多那个印象就进来了。你老公、你老婆的印象就进来。哎，婚姻不简单哎。
Marriage is indeed very difficult.
所以他要懂得怎么去处理啊，应对啊。
So they need to learn how to resolve it.
Yeah, 他要
manage. How do they manage it?
那他如果这个时间他要做他自己没有上来，我们想说啊，乖乖乖都没有问题。
And so if they at this age there, we don't let them have this ownership, and we just say, oh, they're so quiet, they're so good, everything's so good.
他就进到婚姻哦。
Then when they go into, they'll enter into marriage.
One day 哦，他的 life 一辈子就会跑出来一次。
And then one day in their life, it will come out once.
会吓到你。
It will shock you.
那你这样子教你的孩子对吗？
And it's just the right way to teach our children.
教成这样，让他去跟人家结婚。
To
害人家。
To bring your child like this to get married someone else and ruin that other person's life.
哎，因为他到 marriage， 他要做自己。哎。
Because when they want to be married, they want to be themselves. They want to have that ownership.
我们看很多啊。
We see a lot of this.
哎呦，四十几岁，somebody做自己。
So and they're around their 40s and still want to be independent and be their own self.
啊，就看书，这世界上的书很好看嘛，做自己
了。And then they read the world references outside and they say it's how to have the self-esteem and satisfaction.
结婚还在做自己。
And but you're married. How can you just say you're so concerned about your soul self?
圣经没有这样教呢，说啊，以后你结婚做自己。
Bible never teaches us that after you become married that you be yourself.
他说什么？基督什么教会有没有？
But the Bible says the church and Christ, that relationship.
他说连在一起，一个头，一个身体。
That one is a head, one is a body. They're united.
哦，你气到都不讲话了，被头个连在身体。
And then you're like, wow, how do you attach a head to the body?
因为人到婚姻的时候会做自己，他是拿回他13岁到18岁没有发展的东西。
So you see marriages where people want to be independent in their marriage, then something's wrong because they missed out this kind of ownership at the age when they're growing between 13 to 18.
所以你这样听，你会问说，那就让他随便哦。
And when you hear this, you may say, ah, just let it go and be as it is.
你们觉得呢？
What do you guys think?
对
，Yes, that's right.
十三岁以前没有给的东西，现在他要做自己，你要让他做。
And so before 13 of age, what he does, he wants, and you don't give them. That's correct. But afterwards, what they want to choose and stuff, then you let them explore.
很多人不同意我的说法。
A lot of people may disagree to what I say.
但是我可以告诉大家分享说，你可以继续做你要做的事情。
But then I can simply say to you, you continue to do what you feel, what you want to do.
他还是会做自己。
That eventually they will still have that ownership.
他是人。
Because they are only human beings.
这个时候的13岁的人已经不是以前的人。
At this age of 13, this is the different person than what you know before.
他已经跟你跟我一样了。
Then at this age, they are just the same as you and I.
请问你，我现在怎么勉强你做事情？
Let me ask you this question. How can I force you right now at your age to do something? I can't.
他不来就是不来，他来就是来，你根本不是你说他要不要来的问题。
He wants to come, he can come. If he doesn't want to come, they cannot, don't want to come.
会做自己的有一天。
So one day everyone will have basically a mind of their own.
那个时候我们可能老了。
And at that time, maybe we are old.
那因为失去了这段时间。
Because you missed out on this stage of your life.
可是我们是这么爱他们。
But then we say, oh, because we love them so much.
我们爱他们，希望他后来的人生一样的在主耶稣的里面，不是吗？
We love them so much that hopefully in the future they can still stay in the fold of the Lord.
可是他应该要经过的时间，我们要让他经过。
So in the phase in which they are to undergo, we should let them undergo through that phase.
意思是说，我们错过了之前的时间。
Meaning that perhaps we missed the time.
没关系。
It's okay.
你知道他现在在发展这个。
If you know at this stage he is developing this.
给他吧。
Then you let them have it.
他只要被允许给他之后，你知道孩子会怎么样吗？
Once they are given that permission to do it, you know what's the reaction?
这个就是你能不能够相信的问题了。
And this is where whether or not you will believe.
你觉得如果我放了他，他完蛋。那就是你不相信他。
If you feel that if I let him go and then he's doomed, then you means that you do not believe in your child.
可是如果你相信说我在他十二岁以前的时候，我跟他讲了话。
But if you believe what I said to him before, from 0 to 12 years of age, and what all the things I said to him.
我相信他过了十八之后会回头。
I believe that after the age of 18, he will return and. come back.
帮他祷告。
And you will keep them on your prayers.
会回头的。
They will return.
我们很多的孩子是这样子的。
A lot of our children are like that.
19, 20的时候不知道发生了什么事情就回来了。
19 and 20 years of their age don't know what happened, but they come back.
我说的回来就是他说我对不起我的父母。
And then what, when I say what they will return means that they out of their own mouth, they say, oh, I am sorry to my parents.
没有人教他。
No one teach them this.
他回头。
But they are able to return.
只因为你在这个时间你放了他。
Because at this time you actually let them go.
可是如果你不放他。
But if you don't let them go.
你继续地跟他说读书多重要读书多重要
You keep on telling him this is how you got to do it. Schooling is very important. Studying is very important.
不是你说重要就 OK 的了
It's not no longer what you say is important or not.
他会产生另外一个确定他走出去
He will do another confirmation in their mind is that they will walk out.
我们的孩子很多也是这样子
A lot of our children are like that.
所谓的走出去就是他的心已经不在这个家里
What I mean when, they say, when I say walk out meaning that their heart is no longer in the family.
这个还 OK 哦
This is still actually OK.
另外一种就是我说他放弃自己的生命
But the worst kind that I've seen is in that meaning context it says I've given up my life.
会的因为这个世代是这样的
And it is true because this is what the generation is today.
教了他们很多不是圣经的东西
They have taught them many things that is not according to the Bible.
我们如果又没出来教他
And so if we do not use this to teach them,
我们如果又没有一个爱去接受他,
if we do not use the method in which we are willing to accept them,
我们只希望他达成我们要的目标,
we only expect them to grow up to what we imagine them to be,
我们会失望,
then you will be sorrowfully disappointed.
他会从心离开一直到他的人离开我们的家。
He will start from leaving in his heart secretly until physically just run, walk away from him.
有点可惜哦。
And then will be very sad.
可是也不用担心。
But don't worry too.
28岁的时候。
When they are 28 years old.
他的荷尔蒙会再变一次。
Their hormone will change again.
那个时候主耶稣会让他知道。
And then at the time, God will let them understand.
爸爸妈妈不是坏人。
That your parents are not evil, bad people.
所以我们只是把时间又拉长一点点。
So we are only extending the time. They will still return.
是我的相信哦。
This is my belief.
我鼓励你们。
And so I give you this encouragement.
没有不会回来的孩子。
There are no child that will not return.
只有你自己如果一直不变。
Only if you are unwilling to change yourself as a parent.
就是把他越推越远。
And that is you keep pushing them further and further away.
回来的机会都没有。
And then they, to the point that they won't even have a chance to return.
我们会伤心哦。
Then you will be sad.
我们这么爱他们。
You love them so much.
可是爱他们有方法。
But to love them, there is a method.
第一就是认识他们每一段的发展。
Is to understand every phase of their upgrowing.
他里面要什么。
What do they really need inside?
我是一个负责任的爸爸妈妈，我就要给他这些。
I am a responsible parent. What do I need to provide for them?
其他的有跟没有没有关系。
The other things, whether or not they have it or not,
这个很重要。
Not important. This
就好像我们刚刚说，你把刚刚有的这些练习的这些动作给了他之后
，Just as we mentioned, if you practice all these things that you know and you give it to them,
你上面要让他参加游泳课。
On top of this, you want them to attend swimming classes,
弹琴课
or piano lessons.
刚刚哦 ，Montessori.
Montessori.
Yeah. Jubilee. 你们有 Jubilee 吗？这边有 Jubilee， 你们都不知道。
Jubilee.
音乐的。
It's a musical kind of thing.
Yeah. 你妈不在啊？哦。以后就会知道，一当爸妈，很多人就叫你要带他们去 Jubilee， 然后什么，你就看你 on top 可以。
It's okay if you add on all these extracurricular things.
不要误解我。
Do not misunderstand what I'm saying.
不是说这些都是不好的。
I'm not saying these are no good.
这些很好。
These are all very good.
可是这些如果取代了就不对。
But I'm saying if all these comes in place.Of what is important, then you are, then it's no good.
我现在在外面那些孩子没有信仰的孩子
I have a lot of children outside that do not have this faith.
就是参加这些
They attend all these top classes.
Depression.
But they end up having depression.
17岁 depression.
17 years of age and they have
通通参加过
They all attend all the best classes.
这是我的重点
This is my point.
如果我们走这样子的路，好可惜啊
If we walk, take that route, it is very sad.
主耶稣给我们这些宝贝耶。
Because God given us these precious children.
我们把它教成这样子。
And then we guide them to that kind of become like that.
如果我们给了他最基础的东西。
But if we give them the basics.
让他看见我们跟神的连结。
Let them see God in us and our connection with God.
让他在六岁的时候就羡慕说啊你的神好像很棒。
And then at 6 years of age, let your children kind of admire you and say, wow, I think your God is awesome.
因为隔壁那个妈妈好像恐龙。
Because that woman in the neighbor is like a dragon lady.
但是妈妈你好像天使。
But mom, you are like an angel.
哇我也要去认识你的神。
I want to also know this God of yours.
你如果把这个最基础的给了他。
And so if you give them this kind of basics,
让他羡慕你的信仰。
Let them admire you and your faith.
他比较他的同学之后他觉得在这个家是好棒的。
When they compare their life with their friends, they will feel, hey, my family is so wonderful.
你上面要跳舞被跳啥都随便。
And on top of this, then you want to go for dancing classes, whatever, it's fine.
什么jubilee, jubilee, 上面 nikidee, walking.
Whatever, Lee, you want to do whatever jubilee classes, whatever, it's good.
你倒过来就不行啊。我很紧张啊。
But if you have this order changed around, then it's very, then I worry for you.
对啊虽然我有生意。
Even though I have business.
你懂吗你们最后都送过来吗
because you come to me and I have business.
我虽然我会紧张我觉得我们可以不要走这条路。
I'll be very nervous because we don't have to take this route.
是外面的人走的。
That's the route other people, outsiders take.
我们有耶稣。
We have Jesus Christ.
怎么走一样的路
How come we take that kind of journey?
Okay? 第一个问题。
First question.
可不可以打小孩
Can we strike our children?
好。我最喜欢回答这个问题。
I like to answer this question.
因为我会告诉你不清楚的答案。
Because I will give you a very abstract answer.
那圣经说用杖打孩子，对不对
？The Bible does say, "Hey, use a rod to discipline your child."
知不知道孩子是几岁
？Do you know what this child age's child is?
哎呦，那不打到二十岁哦。
Are you going to hit them till 20?
你要有一个基础吧，大概几岁？几岁？孩子到几岁
？Till what age?
数二。
12.
犹太人哈。
A Jewish.
十二岁，十三岁是大人。
Jewish people up until 12 because 13 they become treated as adults.
所以以色列人写圣经给我们的时候。
And so and the Israelites write the scriptures.
当他说孩童是十二岁。
When they say a child, the child is about 12.
所以十二岁以前他说用杖。
And so.A child before the age of 12 will use a rod to discipline.
圣经还有别的话哦。
But then the Bible also has other words.
还有什么
？What other words?
他说什么？到老不会偏离。
And say until old age they will not depart.
他说什么？前面那一句。哎呦，圣经都不熟。安尼讲在教小孩啊？你是在看电视哟？
Are you guys watching television? You guys really don't know?
我们是在表演呢。
I'm not doing a performance.
嘿，我们要。Come on, 我们要教小孩呢。
We need to correct our children.
我们这边上面有没有？有没有图形式？有没有图片 ？Hello, 有没有图片
？Do you have an illustration?
到老不会偏离，没有哈，没有写。
I probably didn't write that on the.
到老不会偏离，他说我们在我们要教导孩子。
You are to teach to correct your children in the way that they should walk.
教导跟杖一起出来。
And so, meaning correct, meaning you teach and also the rod at the same time.
请问那个 rod 是多大
？Let me ask you, how big is that?
要不要继续谈下去？多大的叫做杖
？What is considered a rod? What size?
所以他说的杖到底是什么
？So what does it mean when he says a rod?
最少给我们一个 size 啊。
At least give us a size that we can reference to.
对不对
？Right?
那拿那个晾衣服的那个也是杖哎。
If you take something that is you use for hanging up to dry your clothes, that's a rod.
以色列人的杖是什么
？What is the rod that the Israel use?
牧羊杖。
They use the rod, the shepherd's rod.
然后在诗篇的时候，他说那个杖会怎么样
？And in Psalms it says that rod is what?
什么？你的杖，你的竿怎么样
？Is that your rod and your staff? What? In Psalms 23, right?
好，连在一起想。
So you connect this together.
你的杖出去的时候是带着什么
？When your rod goes out, what does it bring?
要安慰。
It is to bring comfort.
你们打到快要死掉。
If you
If you
strike a child until he's barely alive, then how are you to provide comfort?
所以你问这个问题的时候，因为我不知道你写很好，妈妈你们很好，可不可以打？
Can you strike your children?
杖哦
，rod。
对我来说是主权。
Is for me, it's under authority.
No, 就是 no.
Your no should be no.
我的主权就是这样子。
This is the authority that I have over you.
是打孩童啊。
Because the rod it says to discipline your children.
十二岁之前，你的主权一定要出现。
So 12 years of and younger, your authority gotta be manifested.
不用讨价还价。
It's not to bargain with your kids at that age. 13
岁之后要讨价还价。
13 years after.When they grow up, then you can bargain with them and to decide and choose.
发展不同。
Because that development is different.
打小孩，哦。
So to strike your kids.
有一个东西我们先想，就是说他会模仿。
And to one thing we must consider is that they will follow after you.
现在我先举另外一个例子给你。
Let me give you another example.
想象，哦。
Just imagine.
我跟他。
Me and him.
我们是弟兄姐妹，对不对？
We are brothers. Okay.
今天 Steven 如果不听我的话
Today if Steve doesn't listen to me
我可不可以打他
Can I strike him?
不能
I can't
好为什么不能
Why can't I?
因为是弟兄姐妹
Because he's my brother and sister
我们的孩子有一天会跟我们是弟兄姐妹
And our children one day they will be our brothers and sisters
在神的眼中我们是弟兄姐妹
In the eyes of God we are brothers and sisters
可是神把他交给我几年的时间代替神彰显神的主权
But God has given the children to us to manifest his authority at a certain period of their life
之后他就变成我的弟兄姐妹
And after that period they become our brothers and sisters
孩子有时候的信心比父母还大
Sometimes the faith of your children will be greater than yours
我们是弟兄姐妹
So we are brothers and sisters
我们打孩子的时候
When weDiscipline or strike our kids, children.
如果没有安慰
if comfort does not follow after it,
我们是在教他一个 message.
You are only teaching them one message.
不听我的，我就会揍你。
If you don't listen to me, I will beat you up.
好了，他进去了。
And so this message goes into their brain.
他到教会。
He comes to church.
你不听我的。
If you don't listen to me,
我妈妈说可以揍你。
And then my mom, what my mom taught me is then I can beat you up.
可是他妈妈没有这样教过他。
But the parent, my parents never really taught them that.
我回家又被揍。
And then they go home and they get beat up again.
我什么时候教你打人？
When did I teach you to hit other people and strike them again? When did I teach you to hit other people and strike them?
你现在就在教我啊。
And then to them, you are actually teaching me this right now.
你敢顶嘴？
How dare you respond to me like that and smack them on their mouth?
所以他又去教会。
And then they go to church.
我不喜欢他。
I don't like this person. And then they'll smack him around.
到最后你想打谁？
And then at the end, who are you going to hit?
你什么都想打哎。
They would like to hit everybody.
呀，你连传道都想打。
You'll hit the, even the pastor.
因为他不听你说啊。
Because he doesn't want to listen to you.
啊，你这样怎么办啊？你会进教会的，Hello。
Then what are you going to do? Because you got to come to church.
这是一种可能性。
This is one possibility.
你间接直接的教了他怎么处理当一个人不听你说话时候的态度。
Because you are indirectly teaching them what to do when someone else doesn't listen to or do what you want to do or what you say.
对，很抱歉的是，我们大部分的人是这样子被带大的。
Unfortunately, a lot of us, a good majority of us, has been brought up in this method.
所以我们来到会堂的时候，我们这个年纪，
来到会堂。And so when we come to church, we who are older at this age,
没有打架真的是 OK 了。还要什么包容？没打都不错了。
If we don't even get into a physical altercation, it's already good enough.
你顶多不理他嘛。
Probably you would just ignore that person.
所以你里面没有喜乐啊。
But then inside your heart, there's no joy.
你进来一天出去没有喜乐出去。
And you come into church, you leave from church, you don't have that joy.
因为你想打人。
Because you feel like beating someone up.
可是上面说不能打。
But then up on top it says you can't beat people.
你忍那么久就外力进去，所以你就怪怪的。
And so you endure so much, and so you become a little strange.
Yeah, 时间久了，你的脑就变豆腐。
Over time, your mind brain becomes tofu.
好，所以可不可以打小孩？
And so can you strike a child?
我看是， 也可以也不可以哦。
So my answer to you is yes and no.
可是要和圣经哦。
But then according to the teaching in the Bible,
那个杖要安慰他。
That rod also is to provide comfort.
用你的智慧。
So use the wisdom God has given you.
怎么样出去了之后，他会觉得啊，谢谢，我得安慰。
How is it that when you strike them, that they can say, oh, praise and thank God, I've been comforted.
你要祷告。
Then that comes from prayer.
我没有办法教你。
I can't teach you
that. 那如果你不知道这样子会有什么后果，人先不要做。
Then if you feel like you don't quite understand what the consequences will be, then maybe withhold from striking.
先不要做，先祷告神。
So pray first. Don't ask for that wisdom.
不要不干呢，把孩子已经不到快气笑了。
Don't torture your children to the point that they're almost crazy.
所以我看也是可以打，也是不可以打。
So my answer is yes, you can hit, and no, also no, maybe not.
但是十二岁。
But 12 years old after,
主权到十二岁。
The authority goes up to 12 years of age.
你真正要用杖到十二岁。
If you really are using the rod to discipline your children up until age 12,
我看十二都有一点大。现在美国。
Even 12 in the United States,
你们的那个
什么, already old, a little bit too old.
你们的那个什么营养很够。
Because the way you feed your children, the nutrition is so plenty.
因为你们会知道找什么给他们吃嘛。
You guys know what to find, what's best and healthy for your children.
请问这一代的比较笨。
Our generation, we are more
foolish. 现在的很聪明。
Now is very smart.
是因为营养。
Because of the nutrients.
所以他整个都提前。
So everything is actually fast forward, a little bit faster.
我看八岁他就会告你了。
I think 8 years old, they'll probably sue you if you get physical.
你那个杖可能他会说啊，妈妈是要晾衣服。
And then your rod, you probably have to say, oh, that's for hanging up to dry clothes.
小心哦，这个问题哦。
So you gotta be careful about this question.
那我的方法是什么？你知道吗？
My method is this.
我要彰显我的主权，对不对？
I need to manifest my authority.
这件是真的错了。
This concept is wrong.
对，就是如果我发现孩子做错了。
Let's say if I discover my child done something wrong.
哎，十二岁哦，不要回家练习哈。十三以后的不要回家练习。
Don't do this when your child is 12 or 13 years older.
十二岁，我会在墙边画一个圈圈。你们有没有时间？你不要都告诉我没时间。画一个圈圈，那个地方是处罚他的地方。
And before the age of 12, you can draw a circle by the corner of a house somewhere, and that circle is where you discipline.
他今天很多的东西不能再用，就是他喜欢的东西不能用。
That means when they are timed out in that area, there's a lot of good things that they usually like to enjoy. They can't go and play.
他出来的时候，就是从那个圈圈出来，可能是。十五分钟，半个小时，我不知道。
Whether it be 15 minutes, 30 minutes, when they come out of that circle,
他出来的时候，我一定问他。
The first thing I would ask them,
你要成为什么样的人
？What would you like to become？
好，第一个，第二个问题。
Second question.
神希望看见你成为什么样的人
？What does God want you? What kind of person God wants you to see you become?
十二岁之前，你的 discipline 这两句话一定要进去。
And so before 12 years and younger, these two questions you must ask them when you discipline.
帮他建立里面的人格。
And help them establish the character that is inside them.
在学校或是在教会，如果我的孩子被欺负怎么办
？If my child is being bullied in school or in church, what am I to do？
这个世代哦，我先讲学校。这个世代哦
，That's me focus on school first in this generation.
Bullying 是非常恐怖的。
Bullying is actually very scary.
我们几乎没有办法想象，我们把孩子送进学校去之后，他们一天发生了什么事。
You will not be able to imagine what kind of environment we send our children to in school.And what they have to go through.
他们被精神上的欺负。
Mentally, they are bullied.
身体上的欺负。
Physically, they may be bullied.
言语上的欺负。
Verbal, bullying.
他们好辛苦。
And they saw it's very difficult.
孩子如果第一次回家告诉你，我不想再去上学。
If a child goes to return from school one day and say to you, I don't want to go back to school.
80以上是因为他有被欺负。
80% higher that they had just been bullied.
可是因为他知道你的态度是什么。
But they know what your reaction will be.
你的态度是什么？
What is your reaction?
不要理他啊。
They say, don't mind them.
还有什么？
And what else?
原谅他。
I'll forgive them.
还有什么？你们用什么方法？
What kind of method do you respond to your children?
专心读书。
Study hard.
哈？告诉老师。
Tell your teachers.
Okay. 还有什么？
What else?
你们怎么样要去想讨论？怎么样把我们刚才说的东西开始往里面放？因为这是机会。
This is an opportunity for you to what we learn, how to put it in.
如果我们只告诉他忍耐，
if we only tell them about enduring,
他没有后面的结果，
then they will have no consequence.
因为七岁到十二岁，我们刚刚说什么？他在动两边，
because
有没有？
7 to 12,
你要装进去哦。
What we just discussed, they are actually moving about the left and right,
making choice. 他要知道这个的后果是什么，跟这个的后果是什么。
They are trying to figure out what is the consequence on this one and what is the consequences of the other.
所以你现在要回答什么？
And so what are you going to respond?
要智慧。
You gotta ask God for wisdom.
如果你是很又上来，因为你生气，你又上来告诉他的时候，你第二个在欺负他。
And if you don't curb your emotion and you start yelling at them when they tell you these kind of things or be very emotional, then you become the second person actually bullying them at the time.
这是一种。
This is the one kind.
另外一种，你知不知道你的孩子会欺负人家？
The other kind is, do you not know that your children bully other people? Do you know?
哈，不知道。
You don't know?
应该要知道哦，你们的孩子有时候会欺负人家。
You gotta know when your child can also bully other people.
嗯，他通常就是父母亲如果只要求行为，就是说你什么都要做好行为。
If your parents only focus, if a parents only focus on behavior,
对你
只是要 you have to do everything in a certain behavior manner.
你所有零岁 baby 开始到现在十二岁，你就是要 correct 他的 behavior.
And from 0 to 12 years of age, that you a purpose is to correct their behavior.
这些孩子会去欺负人。
These kind of children will go out to bully other people.
那你想一想，你是怎么教你的孩子
？So think about how you treat, how you.Teach your children.
那你的孩子有可能是这样的咯。
Then your children may be like that.
你不会知道。
But you won't know it.
到你面前非常乖。
They'll come before you and they'll be so good.
你不在的时候，他可以欺负人。
But then when you're not around, they can go bully other people.
所以老师跟你讲，你都不会相信。
And so when the teacher come and tell you, you won't believe it.
要注意。
Then you gotta take notes.
Behavior change 会造成这样的孩子。
Behavior change will bring about these kind of children.
一定要问他里面想要成为什么样的人。
You must ask this question inside. What do you want to be? What type of person you want to be?
所以被欺负的事情其实是真的，有时候说起来凭良心讲，他没有一个真正解决的方法。
And so, in terms of bullying, there to be truthful, there's not really a solution.
因为好像你现在被欺负，你能怎么样吗
？Like right now, if you were bullied, what are you going to do?
你被隔壁那个欺负，
if you were bullied by someone, your neighbor, what are you going to do?
你不能怎样？你不能揍他。
You can't go beat him up.
那你就生气啊。
And then you get angry inside.
啊，你生气到我这边，我就叫你不要生气啊。
And then when you're angry, you come to me and I say you just can't shouldn't be holding grudges.
可是你还是生气啊。
You shouldn't be angry, but then you still feel angry.
那就生气吧。
And so get be angry.
生气的孩子哈，如果被欺负，生气的孩子，我们会带他们去荡秋千。
A child that is bullied and they're angry. What we would do is we bring them to a swing.
特别是十二岁以前
，especially before 12 years and younger.
大脑还在发展
，while their brain is still developing.
这个孩子有很多生气
，and they have a lot of anger pent up.
有很多的不公平
，a lot of feeling injustice, unfair,
被欺负啦等等。
Because they were bullied.
有时候我们也是欺负他的人啊。
And sometimes we become the one who bully them.
每个礼拜有一个时间
，so once a week there is a time.
我不知道洛杉矶这边你们要去找
Los Angeles.
就是有秋千的地方，第一个
playground that have like swings.
你们洛杉矶很棒，你们有 Disney 对不对？
Los Angeles, you guys have Disneyland.
要让他坐云霄飞车。
Let them go take some roller coaster rides.
转两圈下来就 OK。
After two rounds, they will be okay.
如果你不让他转
If you don't let them go up and down,
那个很危险,
and you just say, oh, it's so dangerous.
那是你以为很危险,
that's what you think it's dangerous.
你又不让他转,
you don't let them go take the ride.
不准他生气,
let them, but don't, also don't want them to be angry.
他就起笑了,
then they'll go crazy.
所以要帮助他。
So you need to help them release.
另外一个我们会带孩子脱光脚在路上跑草地。
The other method is we will have them be barefooted and just run around in the grass.
他脚里的刺激会刺激到大脑。
The trigger, the sense trigger on their foot walking on the grass will help their brain.
这是神创造的世界，让他去接触。
That's God created the world. Let them go touch God's creation.
第四种我们会知道这个孩子有没有什么喜欢的颜色。
Fourth kind of type method is we discover what color this child may like.
你们知道你们的孩子喜欢什么颜色吗？
Do you know what color your children likes?
十二岁一定要知道了哈。
You have to know before the age of 12.
那么他喜欢的颜色，让他去看那个颜色。
And what color they like, go let them see that color.
大概十二岁以前，我们放松他的这个生气，我们会用这几个方法。
And so before young 12 years and younger, we use several of these methods to help them release their anger.
你们如果更做得到的话，让他在地上滚啊。
If you're even able to, let them roll around on the ground.
Yeah, 就是安全啊，不要撞到墙。
Safely, of course, within limits.
因为你滚动的时候，你在晃动你的大脑。
Because when they're rolling, they're also developing their mind.
会生气的孩子就是这两个地方没有晃好。
Because those children who are easily angered because they don't have that room to be moving about their brain, their mind.
我这个动作其实你已经知道，就是他要知道这个好呢还是这个好，本来是不用晃动的。
What I mean by this motion is this, whether or not this one is good and or this one is good, and the consequence, they need to exercise these.
可是因为没有发展。
But because this may not be developed.
因为我说不准，不准，不准。
Because you keep telling them, don't do this, don't do this, and don't do this.
这个没有。
And they don't have this choosing, this,
生气上来。
And so when this anger comes out,
现在又被人家欺负,
and now they're being bullied by other people,
生气更上去,
and then their anger elevates.
所以他是两个生气,
and so now his anger doubles in portion.
他已经装在他的头脑快要爆炸,
and then it's inhibited in their mind and they're about to explode.
我们就会去带他做刚刚的东西,
and then we will bring them to do certain things we mentioned before,
或是在这个地上滚,
or just roll around on the ground.
好, 让他这样滚,
let them roll.
他多滚几次,
after a few times,
你跟他说话他就听得懂啊。
And then what you say to them, they will understand.
我们跟孩子说话的时候，通常是跟他先晃动他的脑，之后才跟他讲说这样子不好，他就说 OK.
And sometimes we trigger these things in their mind a little bit, and afterwards we ask them, "This is no good." And then they'll just simply say, "OK."
他们很好教的，真的。
They're actually very easy.
十二岁以后才不好教。
The difficult comes after 12 years of age. 十二岁
以前真的很好教。
But before 12, let me tell you, it's actually quite simple.
你要给他金玉良言。你要给他很重要的 message 的时候，
When you want to give them a very important message,
之前先玩。
Let them play with them extensively. Just let them play.
那玩不要这样子玩，这是手指。
Don't play just on the computer keyboard. This is just exercising the fingers.
玩包括了脑的晃动。
But playing meaning exercising the brain or in the movements.
还有手。
And the movement of your arms.
我有说这个手如果常常有在上面。
If your arm's always on top, like I mentioned before, what is this? This is exercise.
你们让不让孩子运动?
Do you let your children exercise?
会浪费时间吗?
Is it a waste of time?
有的喜欢打篮球。
Some children like to play basketball.
是不是这样子?
Isn't it always moving the arms
forward? 他为什么这么喜欢打篮球?
Why do they love to play basketball?
生气。
Because they have anger.
他自己会找方法。
They will find a way to try to release.
他并不知道他是生气。
They may not know that they are angry.
可是打完篮球他 feel good.
But after they play basketball, they feel good.
你忍心再把篮球收起来?
Would you have the heart to take the basketball away from them?
有的是喜欢扭。你有没有看过小孩子喜欢扭?
Some children, they like to twist and just to move their pelvis.
他就是很会动，他身体很会动。
They like to kind of dance. They like to move around.
他那个就是在释放。
And that's for them, that's actually when they're released.
他们自己会找方法。
They will find a way to release.
有的会跳沙发。
Sometimes they will jump on the sofa.
他在找方法。
They are finding a way to release.
因为我没有给他，他就找方法。
Because I don't give it to them, so they will find a way to
release. 结果跳你就不准他跳，啪打下来，沙发会坏掉20,000块呢。
And so when they're jumping on sofa, you strike them and they fall and you say, hey, this sofa cost me $2,000.
干嘛买20,000块
的？ Or $20,000, then why do you go spend so expensive?买便宜的 go buy some cheap sofa.
会跳坏掉的
sofa that they can be easily that can be broken.
给他跳
let the children jump.
因为我不会教
because I don't know how to teach
对
them.
让他跳
let them jump.
他跳下来就会看你
when they after they jump they will look at you.
你就告诉他刚刚那件事情不对
you say what you just did that incident is not right.
他就 OK
and then they'll go OK.
你试试看
you try that.
我大概想到是这个
That's all I can think of.
请问可以上 Montessori 吗？可以。
Can we bring them to Montessori?
Yes, yes. 可以。但是去之前要怎么样？
But、
要先做好那个哈。
But before you go to those, you have to fulfill the basics.
还有，我怎么样让一个十七岁的孩子听我说话？
How do I make a 17-year-old son listen to me?
因为他都不帮忙做家事。
Because he doesn't help or do chores at home.
那我希望他能够负责任。
I want to teach him about responsibility.
他常常挑战我的主权。
But he always challenged my authority.
17岁。
17 years old.
你已经没有主权了。
You have no more authority, that's the fact.
有什么挑战呢？
What other...so if you know this, it's not challenging your authority because you have no authority.
Yeah, 17 岁的孩子已经是成人了。
Because 17-year-old son, boy is already an adult.
里面的脑跟现在我们是一样的。
Their brain is exactly like ours.
只是我们现在比较记忆力不够，他还有。
But for us, we may lack memory, but their memory is very fresh.
这样子的孩子，他决定不去倒垃圾，不帮忙做家事。
This kind of child, they decide not to go help or throw out the trash or not.To help around the house.
来，你们有经验的教我一下。
Those of you who have experience, you can teach us. What do you do?
可以怎么样？
What can you do?
十七岁哦。
A 17-year-old.
你看你们的脸一副无能为力的样子。
Now look at your faces. You guys all look hopeless.
就是跟我一样啊，无能为力。
Same with me. I have no answer.
他十七岁了。
Because he's 17 years old.
他要把他的房间弄成像鬼屋，你也没办法。
He wants to make his bedroom like a haunted house.
你懂吗？
You have nothing. You can't help him anyway.
哎，现在的孩子那个门推不进去哎。
Now children, you can't even push. You can't even enter their bedroom anymore.
嘿，地上有麦当劳呢。
That on the floor there's McDonald's.
什么都有。
Everything's on the floor.
你进不去的。
You can't even enter their bedroom.
为什么？
Why?
因为更早以前的东西。
Because it goes back to earlier days in their childhood.
从看得见的，一直到看不见的，他把门关起来了。
From what is seen and what cannot be seen, once they close their door.
我们今天学的最重要，最重要，我觉得哈，我觉得。
One thing I think we can learn the most, I mean, to take away from today.
不要惹儿女生气。
Do not anger your children.
真的真的，因为哦，圣经讲的没有错。
As what the Bible also teaches.
你一让他生气哦。
You let them become angry.
他整个发展出来的东西多到剪不断理还乱，就这就这样。
Because
只因为生气。
Then everything they reach out will be
好复杂
irreversible. Very and everything will be out of anger.
剪真的讲不完。
I don't even know how to share with you so many things.
我们这么爱他们。
So if we really love them.
如果我们可以想说，我这样子说话动作会让他生气啊，我想一想看。
If we think what we say or our action will make them become angry, then let us pause a moment and think about it.
真的对不起哦。
I'm really sorry. 17 years old.
17岁，我没办法。
Yeah, I can't help you on that.
我没办法，不是神没办法。
I said I can't help you.
干嘛伤心啊
？God can't help you, so you shouldn't be sad.
你们怎么会这样
？How come you guys all give me this expression of
hopelessness? 跟他听一下，我就没来就啊。
I say and then you feel like you are without.
我的责任是让大家看见神嘛。
My responsibility to you is so that you can see God.
我没有办法的。
I don't have the solution.
专家如果有办法，哎呦，世界太平啊。
If the professionals have solutions, then there will be peace in the world.
他写说不要吃饭，因为又有问题了，要吃饭了嘛，哈，来，没有啦，他没有写这样了。他真的很乖，很单纯。哦，这个要两个钟头。
This one will need 2 hours.
怎么样让他不要玩电动玩具
？How do you make a child so they won't play video games？
那我告诉你哈。
Let me tell you this.
连爸爸妈妈都在打电动玩具。
Actually, parents, fathers and mothers play video games.
有没有看过
？You ever see that？
不会下来的呢。
They won't come
down. 那个爸爸哈，到半夜都要上去打电脑。打电动玩具。
The father have to go play in the midnight and still play.
那如果是这样子哈。
And if this is the case.
怎么样帮他不要打电动玩具
？How do you help them not to play video games?
我看很难。
I feel this is very hard.
所以第一，父母要改。
First, the parents have to change.
你真的没办法，一定要打电动玩具。
If you can't help yourself, you got to play video games.
你的孩子会跟你走一样的路。
Then your children also walk the same path.
你要先悔改。
You must first repent.
你要回头。
You need to return.
因为电动玩具让你舒服。
Because video game give you comfort.
那表示你整个成长零岁到现在变成人家爸爸的这个过程有问题。
That means from zero age until your age of becoming a father, something went wrong.
你很多东西被取代，你不知道。
A lot of things were put in place of the basics
that
you did not know.
你要跟神连接。再回来连接。
You need to come back and to reconnect with God.
不是电动玩具的问题。
It's not the problem about video games.
是他里面最里面的那个 peace 不见了。
But it's that inside his inner peace is gone.
那现在孩子了。
Now for the kids.
他打电动玩具。
They play video games.
为什么
？Why?
因为他不能够控制他的生活。
Because he can't control his life.
13岁到18岁，他要做自己。
They want to be their own self.
他不能做自己。
They can't be their self.
他一回家
，Once they go home.
你告诉他左边
you say you must turn right.
他不去左边
he won't go right.
你揍他
you beat him up.
你念他
then you scold at them.
叫他去右边
you say you must go left.
他不要
and he doesn't want to go left.
所以他累积什么
and so what does it accumulate?
又是生气
anger once again.
你那个就是欢迎撒旦住进去
and then you are welcoming Satan to go live in their life.
怒是从撒旦来
anger comes out of Satan.
你一天到晚帮他迎接这个
So every day you welcome, you're helping him welcome Satan into their life.
他现在进去了。
And so this wrath enters themselves.
他要控制。
And so he wants to control.
他要活下去。
He wants to continue to live.
所以他找了一个东西。
So he finds something.
那个东西是不会骂他的。
And that something is something that will not scold at him.
而且那个东西是我按了它才会开。
And that something is something I push a button and it will open.
我按它就会关。
I will push it and it will close.
我终于可以做。我的事情。
Finally, I have something I can do.
我终于可以控制我的人生。
Finally, I have something that I can control in my life.
所以他以为这样子控制就是人生哎。
So in their mind, what they think this is life that is something I can control.
因为只有这个东西不会跟他说 ，Hello, 你不要按我。
Because only this thing will not say in response, say hello, don't push me, don't push the button.
所以他在这个里面就找到了什么舒服。
And so in this, they will find something comfortable to them.
那我刚刚已经说了那个。眼睛的东西啊，一直刺激，一直刺激。
And as I mentioned before, the visual senses, the younger children keep intriguing their sensory.
两分钟之后，他又想玩。
2 minutes later, they still want to come back and play.
两个钟头，他又想玩。
2 hours later, they still want to come back and play.
因为怎么样，上瘾了，上去了。
Because they are addicted.
那他一上去之后
，Once they are addicted,
脑这边。因为被满足
，because in their brain it finds some sort of satisfaction.
他不知道那叫满足，他叫做舒服。
They don't know that kind of satisfaction. They say this is so comfortable.
一个小时，两个小时，三个小时
，hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 就 and continue.
回过来讲
，and if you turn this back,
如果今天你的孩子
，today if your children
打电动玩具
，play video game,
不要听你说话
，and don't listen to what you say.
对我来说哈
，to me.
Okay.
It's okay.
Because 他还在做一个东西。
Because he's still doing something.
我的是比较的问题，比较。
I'm doing a comparison here.
因为我看的孩子。
Because I'm comparing the children that I've observed and counseled before.
连你送给他电动玩具。
Is the children that even if you give them video game or gifts.
他不要了。
They don't want it anymore.
我说你要什么。
And I asked him, what do you want?
我想死。
He said, I want death.
我不知道我为什么要活。
I don't know why I want to continue living.
我是比较。
I'm comparing to this level.
所以当我听到孩子还在打电动玩具的时候。
So when I hear other kids are still playing video games.
有希望。
There's still hope.
还有希望。
There's still hope.
那这个希望你也要放进去。
And this hope you also you need to believe as a parent.
他就是在这一段时间。
This is this phase, this period that's still going through.
他要做他自己。
They still try to, they need to be themselves.
会过去。
It will come a time, it will pass.
19岁那一年他开始不喜欢电动玩具。
19 years later, maybe they lose interest in video games.
如果他22他还喜欢电动玩具。
If they're 22 years old, they still like video games.
表示是他还没有过。
Then maybe they haven't come out of that phase.
他终于会过。
Eventually they will come out of that phase.
他要抓的东西，他就是要抓。
What they want to grasp onto, they will still grasp onto.
人生哦，你走到我这一步，哎，我跟他就老你。
Human life, when you get to my age, when I say this, it sounds like I'm so old.
你看很多东西，你无能为力。
But then you see, you observe a lot of things that is really out of your hands.
他结婚了，你也没办法。
He gets married, you can't do anything about it.
他结婚了，跟人家打架，你也没办法。
He gets married and go fist fight with somebody else. What are you going to do? You can't do anything
about it. 最后很多就是无能为力。
Ultimately, come to the end, you'll realize it's you can't do anything about it.
可是我们有什么？
But what do we have that's different?
信心。
We have faith.
我们因为爱这个人
Because we love this person,
我们将这个人放在主的面前
That we are able to put this person in the presence of God
你还有什么
What else can you do?
因为你有爱
Because you have love
只要你今天说你已经没有爱了
Unless today you say I have no love and no more love
那就真的没有希望
Then it's really hopeless
如果你还有爱
But if you have love,
如果你爱你的孩子
if you still love your children,
他现在打电动玩具
he still plays video game vigorously,
他其实是在找回他很多以前的东西
he's actually trying to find back a lot of things that he has lost in the past
给他三年吧
give him 3 years
给他六年吧
give him 6 years
好过他去婚姻里面打电动玩具
and then maybe even play video game till they're married
我有一个弟兄
I have a brother
四十几岁
He's 40 some years old.
打电动玩具五个小时不会下来
He played video game 5 hours and he still cannot control and stop.
他的太太离开他
And so he wife left him.
你能怎么样
And what can you do?
四十几岁你揍他吗
He's 40 some years old. What are you going to do?
抢电动玩具吗
You're going to take the video game away from him?
他很大只哦
He's really big.
我不敢抢
I dare not to challenge him.
只能为他祷告
I can only pray for him.
要帮孩子祷告
Pray for your children.
在美国的孩子很辛苦
The children that brings up in America is very hard.
这个年代的大脑长得不一样
This generation, their brain development is very different than ours.
因为不一样，所以我们不认识他。
Because it's very different that we don't recognize.
所以我们要把他放到神面前。
So ultimately, you need to bring them into the presence of God.
然后让他看见我跟神的关系。
And let them see your relationship with God.
会回头的。
Then they will return.
因为他是神的孩子。
Because ultimately, they are the children of God. They will definitely return.
超过28岁都可以回头。
Even if they're beyond 28 years of age, they will still return.
他有一天里面会告诉自己我错。
One day inside their heart, they will say, I am wrong.
他会回来。
He will return.
浪子的比喻这样告诉我。
That is the parable of the prodigal son.
可是我们的孩子都没有走到那一步。
But our children have not yet walked there.
我们大部分在教会的孩子还没有我大概没有看过有人去养猪。
Most of our, I have not yet seen the children in our church go and
吃猪吃的东西
go and
eat, 浪子嘛有没有
like the prodigal sons go eat the pigsty
有没有
things that pigs eat
like
the Bible says the prodigal son
我在教会好像还没有看过
I haven't seen an instance where our children are like that
外面我看过
they go out and eat.
外面
outside I have actually seen it
因为他疯了。
Because they actually went crazy.
教会好像还好。
In church, I have not yet seen. Still,
都可以回
okay.
可以回头。
And so I still have hope for all children.
有一天他说妈妈我去吃猪吃的东西。
If one day I say, Mother, let me go eat the food the pigs eat.
你要说感谢主。
Then you will say, thanks and praise God.
回头吧。
Because you will return.
他会回来。
He will return.
那个意思是什么？
What does that mean?
他遇到了生命中很大的困难。
They encounter something drastic, something very hard and problem in their life.
那个父母永远不会给他。
Something that their parents that will never give them that kind of drastic problem.
父母一定保护他的。
Because parents ultimately want to protect their children.
只有一个人，他忍心给他困难。
Only one person is willing to give them that kind of trouble.
神
is God.
因为神要他回来。
Because God wants them to turn back.
他会回来。
And he will return.
所以我们一直保护孩子。
So we continue to protect our children.
你要想。这个方向跟神的方向是不是一样的
？When we do this, we must think along the ways of God. Is this direction also coincide with the way of God?
回家了，回家。
I go home.
你吃饭了吗？
Have you eaten?
还没。
No.
啊，饭来了。
Oh, here's food for you to eat.
然后，我不吃这个。
I don't like this, what you prepare for me.
葱油饼来了。
Fried pancakes.
你做这些动作。
You do these kind of actions.
跟耶稣有一样吗？
Is this coincide with what Jesus would like?
你如果跟耶稣走的方向是不同的。
If you are walking in different path as Lord Jesus.
有一天他还是要回来。
One day they will still have to return.
可是他很苦。
But it will be very painful.
谁给他的？
Who gave it to him?
我们。
We gave it to him.
因为我们给他。跟耶稣不同的东西。
Because in the beginning, we already gave him a different path than Lord Jesus Christ.
你想一想看。
Think about this.
耶稣今天说，他说我不要吃。
So Lord Jesus said, today I don't want to eat it.
No, 那个孩子啊。
No, that children say, I don't want to eat it.
耶稣会说什么？
What do you think Jesus
你想想看
will say? Think about it.
又想不到，你们的脑又停了哈。好，就想想看。
Just think about it.
我看哈，我们聊不完的嘞。
I think we can't finish.
感谢主耶稣哦，给我们学习的机会。
Thank God for an opportunity to learn.
如果有任何的东西让你们觉得其实是不合乎你现在的情境，请你不要介意。
I hope you don't mind if things that I said may not apply to a current state of your life or your family.
因为我只能够讲一个最基本的大众的问题。
Because I am only approaching it in a very high level, general sense.
对，一个理论。
It's a concept.
我们下一次明年有机会的时候
，If we have opportunity, perhaps next year,
我们就要进入到在沟通上面的方法是什么
？Then we can go a little deeper into how the methods in communication.
可是这个基础要有。
But you must first have this basic we have today.
从今天开始，我要教孩子。
That today, from this day forward, I need to discipline. I teach my children.
我要想我跟神的连结到什么地步。
We must come back to reflect back to our life. What is my relationship with God?
有这个基础才能往下做。
If you have this basic, then you can continue the next step.
不然，十七岁的那一年，他会告诉你。
Otherwise, at 17 years, your children become 17 years of age.
我们的选择
，It's our choice.
Yeah, 我们的选择
，It's my choice.
我们要靠主耶稣帮助我们。
We have to rely on Jesus Christ to help us.
因为我们真的不会教。
Because we really don't know how to bring up a child.
你只有谦卑下来，在神的面前说我不会教。
You can only humble yourself in the presence of God and say and admit I don't know how to train up a child.
主就会教我们。
And then God will extend His hand to help you train your child.
可是如果我们觉得我们很会教
，But if you think in your mind I am the best teacher, I can teach my children.
我们。会看到结果。
Then you will see your consequences.
跟神没有连在上面。
That there is no connection with God ultimately.
想一想
at the end. Think about
神是不是最认识我们的
？Think about God. Is He the one who knows us the most?
神是不是最知道我们要什么的
？Is God knows what we want and need the most?
就好比今天我认识我的孩子。
Just as in comparison to how I know my children.
我知道我的孩子最需要什么。
Or what my children need or want the most.
神怎么做
How does God do it?
从天上的宝座。
From heavenly throne,
降下来人间
he came up onto this, came down to this world,
变成人
to be a human being.
从我们的眼睛 看出去这个世界。
And from our human eyes to look at the world.
然后他告诉我们。
And then he said to us.
我知道你的苦。
I know your pains and labors.
我知道这个患难有多么的难。
I know the temptation, how hard it is.
我们走过去。
But we can walk through it.
靠我，我们走过去。
Rely on me, and we can walk through it.
这个是神示范给我们的东西。
This is the example that Jesus, that God has set for us.
哎，你知道他可以坐在宝座跟我们说话吗？
Hey, you know that he can stay up on heavenly throne and just speak to us, right?
因为我们不听他的时候。
Because when we don't listen to him,
他可以说 轰。
He can thunder and roar.
滚回去。
Say go and roll back.
他可以的。
He can say that.
因为他很棒嘛。
Because he's almighty.
今天你也很棒。
Today you are also very great.
因为你是父母。
Because you are a parent.
你就是高高在上。
And so you are standing highly in, highly esteemed in your position. You say go and study.
再读书。
Continue to study.
滚去睡觉。
Roll to your bed. Go to sleep.
吃饭。
Eat.
你不吃会死掉。
If you don't eat, you'll die.
你会有很多你觉得你很棒的东西在告诉他。
You feel like you are so great, so you command in this way.
神降成人。
And, but God, so mighty, he came to a lowly man.
用我们的眼睛看这个世界。
He used our eyes to see the world.
他看到我们有眼泪。
He saw that we have tears in our life.
他可以说，你靠哪里？
He could say, what are you crying about?
对不对？可是他没有。
But he didn't.
他说我知道那个苦。
He said, I understand your pain and your trials.
我变成了人跟你一样看这个世界的辛苦。
I become a man so I can experience and see what you see.
爸爸妈妈知道怎么做了吧。
So parents, do you know what I'm trying to say here?
降下来。
You must lower yourself.
谦卑下来。
Humble yourself.
我不懂我的孩子。
I don't understand my children.
我不会教我的孩子。
I don't know how to teach my children. You gotta bring yourself down.
我从我的孩子的眼睛去看这个世界。
And then from your eyes of your children to see the world that they see.
原来上学是这么辛苦的。
And then you realize, wow, studying in the school today is so difficult.
原来要考试是这样的。
Oh, wow, to take an exam is like this.
原来要交一个朋友是不容易的。
Wow, it's so difficult to even make a friend today.
你降下来从他的眼睛看。
When you lower yourself and see through your, child, your eyes of your child, and you say to them,
因为我在。
Because I am here for you.
我陪你走过这个困难的路。
I will be alongside with you to walk through your hard problem.
你们谁这样子讲？
How many of you say this to your children?
这个话如果出得来，
If you are able to say these words to your children,
你的孩子一辈子记得你。
Then your children forever will hold you treasured in their heart.
就像你今天一辈子记得耶稣。
Just as today, for the rest of your life, you hold on to Jesus Christ.
是因为他降下来。
Because he lowered himself for us.
他把他自己谦卑变成人。
He humbled himself to become a man.
我们今天要学啊。
So today, that's a lesson for us.
要当父母啊。
To be a parent.
我们离耶稣的标准太远。
Our standards with that comparable to Christ, we can't even compare.
那一本书就会教孩子。
We take a book and we think we can teach.
我都不敢啊。
I dare not to even do it myself.
你们敢欸。
But you, I see a lot of parents have that kind of boldness.
PhD, Dr. So and so, 说这个书
PhD,
我这样子教孩子。
Something written by this and this is how the kids are today.
你教啊。
And so this is how I teach my children.
可以试试看。
You can do it.
没有问题。
You can try it.
我今天要你怎么样你就怎么样。
I want you to do this today and you will be what I want you to be.
那个就是没有下来。
And that's when we are not able to lower ourselves.
用孩子的眼光看。
We are not able to see with the eyes of the children.
给他们安慰。
To give them comfort.
陪他们度过困难的日子。
And to accompany them in the difficult times of their life.
从小就告诉他们说这个人生不容易的。
To, from ever since they are young, you must teach them that life is difficult, it's not easy.
但是像妈妈一样，我有耶稣。
But like mother, you will have Jesus Christ.
你要像妈妈一样。
You have to be like me, your
mother. 像爸爸一样。
Like your father.
我走不过去的时候，我靠耶稣。
When I can't walk through it, I rely on Jesus Christ.
你把这个东西给了他。
If you imprint this into their mind.
18岁之后。
18 years after.
在他的人生当中。
In their life, in the midst of their life.
他遇到困难了。
The difficulty, trials they encounter.
他的婚姻走不下去了。
When they can't take another step in their marriage.
他失去工作了。
When they lost their job.
他会知道为什么我活着。
They will come to realize what is the purpose of their living.
你就把最好的东西给了孩子。
Then you have given to your child what is the most
只有这个。
Only then.
Some jubilee.
Whatever jubilee.
Some sorry.
Whatever Montessori. Whatever sorry.
在他困难的时候。
In their time of their difficulties.
不会给他一只手。
These things will not even help them one bit.
放在心中。
You will keep them in their heart.
要神帮助我们。
You must have God to help us.
不是帮我们怎么教孩子。
Not to help us how to train the child.
帮我们怎么谦卑。
But to help us how to humble ourselves.
帮我们怎么把自己跟神连在一起。
Help us how to connect ourselves with God first.
OK 吗？巴豆要了。
OK. Hungry?
我紧要。
I'm very hungry.
我们祷告吗？
We'll kneel down to pray.
我们在祷告里面，谢谢耶稣。
We praise and thank God.
不要求东西。
Let's not ask for anything.
谢谢耶稣。
But praise and thank God.
我的孩子 OK.
My children is still OK.
谢谢你给我这个孩子。
Thank you for giving me this child.
谢谢你让我学习。
Thank you for letting me learn.
我知道不容易。
I know this is not easy.
可是我有主。
But I have God in my life.
主，你一定会帮助我。
God, you will definitely help me.
要有这个信心。
You have to have this belief.
你才有办法带孩子
在美国。Only if you have this belief, you can bring up a child, especially in this society.
你们如果没有信心的，
if you lose your faith,
带他们去你们台湾啊，中国，带回去。
Then bring them to back to Taiwan or China.
带那边，哦，带回去。
Bring them back.
换地方啦，意思。
Change basically not bring into a different place.
看你多高啦。
Let's see how good you
看你多棒，你带到哪里都一样的。
No matter where you bring them, it's going to be the same.
只要感谢。
But you need to praise and thank God.
在这里就感谢。
Here you are here, so you need to praise and thank God.
一起祷告。
Let's all pray.